you want to know God in a new way? Find out more on today's Believer's Voice of Victory with Gloria Copeland and her guest Billy Brim as they begin a new teaching, An Awakening to God Through the Holy Spirit.
Hello, everybody. I'm Gloria Copeland, and welcome to the Believer's Voice of Victory, one of our very favorite people. With us today, Billy Brim from Prayer Mountain in the Ozarks. We're going to talk about more about the awakening.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So, Billy, we're glad you're here, and we're all ears.
Bless the Lord.
Stir us up.
Well, Gloria, I just wanted to thank you for inviting me to be here. And thank you that we all work together.
That's right.
You know we do. And we had our annual prayer meeting in Branson where people came from everywhere. It was just on a level. It was a marvelous meeting. And the people came in on a level. When people say to me, what do you think was so high this year? I think it was the people. And spiritually, God is changing us from glory to glory, and they've been praying together. You've been praying. And you pray with us.
Yes, sir.
And you meet with us. And I wanted to start off, I'm just so thankful for this broadcast. I remember when you told me the Lord said for you all to go on daily TV, and it was not easy.
No, it wasn't.
It was a pioneer thing, and at that time, oh my, television evangelists didn't have a very good reputation.
Stock was cheap.
Oh, my goodness. But you did it, and I just wanted to read you. Every week they hand me news, things that we receive by email and mail from people who are joining us for an awakening. We are praying because of some things that have happened, and we're going to talk a little bit more about that. God has stirred us to be praying for an awakening to Himself. And I'll talk a little bit more about this later. On June 29th, 2008, we were all praying in our corporate prayer at Prayer Mountain, which we have every 3 o'clock on Sundays. And the Lord interrupted our prayer meeting. We were praying about the upcoming election. The upcoming election then would have been in November 2008. And the Lord interrupted our meeting and said, "One thing will save America, and it is not the election. It is an awakening to God. One thing will avail for Israel and the world, Israel and the nations, let me get it right. It is an awakening to God." So we've been praying. The Lord led us to stream Wednesdays, every Wednesday at noon, because of a certain awakening that the United States and Ireland knew in 1857. Mm-hmm. And 50 through 59, and it had to do with noontime prayer meetings. It started in New York City with a noontime prayer meeting, and it spread like a blaze all across the world, really, especially in America. And so we started from Prayer Mountain. We can stream with the wonders of today. We
can there in the woods,
in the woods, out in the boonies. We can stream live and have people join us around the world every
Isn't
Wednesday.
That amazing.
We do it from 12 noon to 1 o'clock on Wednesdays Central Time. So on our, we get emails from people all around the world. And this one came from Dr. Elizabeth Lightlang from Shillong, India.
From India.
And I've picked out the ones that we just received most recently, which talk about BVOV, the Believer's Voice of Victory. That's what we're on right now. And when we first announced the awakening on the Believer's Voice of Victory, you and I talking.
Yes.
And announced that we're going to have the noontime prayer, that following Wednesday, everybody tuned in. And when they did, they crashed our system. They crashed the telephone company.
Isn't that
in
a
our
thrill?
Area.
Hallelujah.
They crashed the server in Dallas-Fort Worth area. Crashed everything. It was wonderful.
Oh, and, hallelujah.
But then we got back on, got things fixed. And so this lady...
They probably wondered what was going on up there.
They did. They wondered what was going on, especially the telephone company. They've had to really revamp because of this. But this came from Dr. Elizabeth Lightlang, and she's from, I'm guessing, Shillong, India. So just think, in your decision to go on daily TV, there was she.
Isn't that something?
Being reached. Hallelujah.
God knows what he's doing.
Praise the Lord for BVOV on God TV. Last week I saw it, and I immediately heard the voice of the Lord nudging me to pray and join the awakening. I've learned to be obedient to His voice, so I said yes, and tomorrow we will be starting our first prayer awakening session for 1 hour from 12 to 1. Thank God for television. Because of this, and she called it an idiot box, we are able to connect with you and Prayer Mountain. I live in the city of Shillong, the capital of Meghalaya in northeast India, which I need to mention. It's one of those states in India where Christians form 60% of the population
Praise
of the state.
God.
And she signs it in my master's wonderful name, a prayer partner from Shillong, India.
Isn't that something?
Isn't that great?
Praise
Bless
God.
The Lord. And of course, we have them from around the world. I've got others here from the Dominican Republic and the United Kingdom and other places, Scotland, all around. But I can only read a few. And so I'm going to read this one. This comes from Deborah. One of my best friends and I have joined with you and the prayer partners around the world for the Wednesday prayer. My prayer partner, best prayer partner, lives in Columbia, South Carolina. I live in Charlotte, North Carolina. We watched you on KCM with Gloria Copeland for years.
Isn't that something?
Anytime we know you're on, we phone each other, get out our pencils, papers, and Bibles, and dive into the depth of a great anointed teaching with you two.
Praise God.
So I'm
That's
quite sure that Deborah and Beverly are out
yes,
there. And
amen.
We say hello, Deborah and Beverly. We've had opportunity to stand with this commitment to pray. When we first began, the Holy Spirit quickened me with Matthew 26:40, and this is really good for the awakening. And He cometh unto His disciples and findeth them asleep and saith unto Peter, What? Could you not watch with me for 1 hour? Ouch! Talk about an awakening. We've made the necessary adjustments.
I myself was a disciple asleep at one time.
Oh!
Were not you also?
No, yes, I was a disciple asleep.
But not anymore.
And I'm quite sure that that is exactly right. Before He can manifest an awakening to the earth, He's got to waken the disciples.
That's right. That's right.
So praise the Lord.
Praise God.
Wasn't that good?
That is great.
We made the necessary adjustments. That's what we need to do. Mm-hmm. We need to make the adjustment. Wake
exactly.
up.
Exactly.
This prayer is so important. I have yielded. She was awakened at 2 o'clock in the morning, and she heard the words of the old hymn, "Sweet Hour of Prayer." Hmm. And the Lord said, "Thank you for praying. I need you. I must have yielded vessels to work through."
Praise God. That's right.
We're not going to get this awakening any other way than He has yielded vessels to work through. He has to have us speak the prayers.
Amen.
Blessed be the name of the Lord. We're so hungry for this time and more. Our vision has expanded. We
Praise
love you.
God.
Prayer partners, Deborah and Beverly.
Isn't that great?
And they phone each other from the two Carolinas, and so they're out there
Praise
today.
God.
Here is Patty McCullough. I don't know yet where. And she had a dream, and she saw the colors, the miracles, the disciples, all they were doing. And she woke up during that dream, and her soul was asking the question, Jesus, why were you able to do all those things with no problems? And the early disciples, but the church today can't. What is the difference between your walk and our walk? She said, in the dream, I even just wondered it. I didn't have the nerve to ask the Lord out loud. But the question reverberated over and over and over. So I finally muttered the question to the Lord, and He said, the reason you don't have these things in operation in your life is you do not walk in the proper level of expectation of them.
Faith.
In that moment, I knew He was right. He took me to Mark 16:17-20, which says He will confirm His word with signs and wonders. And that's one of the things we're going to be talking about this week and next.
Good, good, good.
Because to have an awakening, you've got to have a demonstration of the Holy Ghost.
That's exactly right.
The world out there, they're not, they don't walk in the Spirit.
That's right.
And they have to see things.
Mm-hmm.
And so a part of it is signs and wonders
Miracles.
And demonstration of the Spirit. Later on that week, the Lord started speaking to me about the authority of the believer. He was pressing into my spirit to dig and find out about it. I was working at my own pace when in March of that year, I tuned in to BVOV, and there were my soul sisters, Billy and Gloria.
Hallelujah.
Sound like somebody we'd be glad to be a soul sister with.
Yes, amen.
Talking
That's
about
great.
The very subject that the Lord was stirring me.
Praise God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Now that was from Patty McCullough, our soul sister.
Our soul sister.
Bless
that
the Lord.
That is a great letter. Hallelujah.
Now here's one, and this one I chose because of where it's coming from. It's in the U.S. This is from Val Meyer. I recently heard your endeavors of prayer for awakening on KCM. I will be doing my best to pray daily for an awakening in Delaware and the USA.
Yes.
As I join my voice with many, I know God hears. So Delaware is out there watching and joining. Bless
Praise
the Lord.
Praise God. Things are happening in
Things
those
are
areas
happening
too.
Those areas. Bless
Glory
the Lord.
Glory to God. Hallelujah.
And then here is one from Lawton, Oklahoma. I watched you this morning on BVOV with you and Gloria talking about the Great Awakening and reading the prophetic utterances of Kenneth. So praise the Lord. Now this one I thought was so great. This is from Gilda Tucker. No. Just a minute. This is and that one's great too, and I'm going to read it. But this is from Jennifer in Lawrenceville, Georgia. Listen how she happened to hear about it.
Okay.
Today I rejoice, yet my heart and eyes are filled with tears that I was unable to comprehend for the last few days or weeks. For a few days or weeks, she'd been weeping, and she couldn't understand what it was. You know that the Jews say that there are different kinds of tears. And some of the tears that come that just like flow out of your eyes, they're, with me, it's a response to the Holy Spirit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And it's not like tears of grief or anything like that. So she'd been having that, and she didn't understand it. But now I know what the Holy Spirit was doing. He was preparing me for this moment of the Great Awakening. Last night, I was working. I am a nurse. And I entered a patient's room, and she had her TV turned to BVOV.
Praise God.
The Believer's Voice of Victory, this broadcast. And there you were with Sister Gloria. The room was not quiet, and I couldn't hear a thing you were saying. But I knew in my spirit the Lord wanted me to watch the Monday broadcast. On my way home, my eyes kept welling up, but not in a sad way. I could tell my spirit is longing for something deeper. I repeated this verse, the spirit of man is the candle of the Lord, Proverbs 20:27. So I said, please, Lord, let me know what you're telling me. When I went home, I could not go to bed, for I would miss the broadcast. Now, she must work nights because it's a morning broadcast mm-hmm. she's talking about. There you mentioned the Wednesday prayer meetings. Instantly, I knew this is my place and I must participate.
Praise God.
I went to the archives and prayed with you all. I cannot stop praying. It is now 2 a.m.
That's an awakening.
That's an awakening. Bless God, I obeyed. I am meditating Romans 13:11 and others as we continue. I believe for an awakening all over the world. By the way, I am a Kenyan living here in the United States, and I believe Kenya will be a part of
Praise
this revival.
God. Hallelujah.
The fire is here. I rejoiced.
What great letters.
Isn't that a great letter?
Yes, amen.
Now just imagine going into that room. Just imagine how he just uses things. He just weaves everything together. How that one patient had that broadcast on instead of a movie or something else. And she couldn't even tell what we were saying. But the Spirit witnessed. You see, we're going to be talking about the place of the Holy Spirit.
Oh, good.
We can't have anything without the Holy Spirit.
That's right.
We can't do anything without the Holy Spirit. I was thinking at the house this morning about my pastor, Brother Keith Moore,
mm-hmm.
and I can't remember, I was talking about this with my daughter and granddaughter this week. They remembered a different lead into it than I did. We both, I would have called him this morning, but I knew he was ministering at a funeral. So I didn't want to interrupt his thoughts. But this is the way my children saw the lead into it, that he was at that time doing prayer and healing at Brother Kenneth E. Hagin's school every day. And that he began to think, I'm really understanding this healing. I'm really understanding how to get there. Sick people from all over the world, you know, would come there. And Brother Keith each day would teach on healing and then minister. And he began to think that he really was getting it and that he was really good at his job. And, you know, we live in the flesh. Bless the Lord. But he woke up one morning and the Lord told him, I'm going to show you how much you could do without me. You're not the one doing anything. I'm doing it. And here's what you could do without me. Jesus said in John 6, without hearing the Father, I can do nothing. So Keith, Phyllis and I, we were talking about this not too long ago. She said, I thought he was losing his mind. He couldn't walk. He couldn't dress himself. He couldn't do anything. He had sat at the piano, and you know, Keith gets songs in the spirit, and he couldn't play a note. And he said he began to wonder if S ever was going to lift off of him. I don't know how long it stayed. Oh, God, I know that lesson.
We're
going to learn this from Keith.
That's right.
I don't want to get up one morning and at least he was breathing. The Lord let him continue breathing because we couldn't breathe. We couldn't do anything without the Holy Ghost.
That's right. That's right.
And we cannot have an awakening without the Holy Ghost.
We're going to learn that from Keith Moore.
Yes, we're learning that lesson.
The Lord taught Keith so he could teach us.
So he could teach us.
Amen. That's the truth. That's the truth.
How much could you do, Gloria, little girl from Arkansas?
You couldn't do anything.
No.
No. It's by the Spirit.
By the Spirit. You used to cheer Go Devils.
I was a cheerleader for the Red Devils.
Now, Billy, you've brought out my past. Well, see, and you told us before that you didn't really have that great of a religious education.
I thought that was a great idea.
Yeah. And then how did you get born again? I forgot. You said
Ken and I got born again after I married Ken against his mother's really desire for that to happen.
Because married someone not born again, yeah.
She prayed and prayed and I got born again.
And you were reading the word. And what'd you say to the Lord? What was the prayer?
I said, take my life and do something with it.
Take my life and do something with it. So that's it. You gave yourself over to the Holy Ghost.
That's right.
You yielded to the Holy Spirit, and He took your life, and He does something with it.
Amen.
Hallelujah. To the glory of God.
Great lesson we're learning from Keith.
Bless the Lord. Now, I wanted to read you this letter from Gilda Tucker, and she's from Michigan. Hello from Michigan. My wife and I attended the recent prayer conference. We just recently had a prayer conference in Branson where people come once a year and they pray.
I was there.
What a blessing. What a refreshing. Thank you, thank you, thank you for inviting all of us to share your beautiful retreat at Prayer Mountain. We didn't want to leave. The presence of God and the freedom in the spirit realm was like a little taste of heaven. Neither of us had intended to attend this event, but the Lord directed us to attend. We live in an area of the country where there's a pretty heavy spiritual oppression, as most are antagonistic toward the gospel. Mm. We continue to walk out our faith and plant seeds of the gospel everywhere. I pray with you every Wednesday. It was indeed an honor and a privilege to stand in the chapel where prayer goes out over the internet every Wednesday. We felt like we were standing on hallowed ground. And it is, because hallowed means dedicated, consecrated. This television studio is hallowed today.
Yes, it is.
It's dedicated. We prayed before that it would be dedicated to Him today. And it always is, but especially as we're today. We felt like we were standing on hallowed ground. We had the privilege of meeting other prayer warriors from around the country and around the world. I no longer feel alone in praying for our nation. I discovered the conference that God is having at the conference, that God is having others pray the very same thing He told me to begin praying years ago for our nation. I'm part of something much bigger than I realized.
Yes, we are. Glory to God.
I am indeed honored to be a part of such a great and mighty move of God's Spirit with so many of God's generals.
Yes.
It was wonderful to meet Terry and Ron. They're the people that lead prayer. I'm so encouraged and refreshed. And she signs it like this, I am not alone.
Praise.
And that's really the point of this television broadcast. That is the point of BVOV.
Yes.
And as you can tell, I read today, it's doing the job. People around this whole earth are being taught how to walk in faith in God's Word.
That's right.
And how to follow God's Spirit.
The same things that changed our own lives.
That's right.
It's going forth. People are gathering around the Word of God all over the world.
Yes.
Thank you, Jesus.
And we're beginning to see now.
Yes.
I'm getting all the time, we get emails, and there are others in here. This was just from 1 week. Others that come and say, we're having an awakening in our church. Our services
Praise
are not
God.
The same anymore. I'm not the same
we're
anymore.
We're connected.
We are connected, and in unity, we're going to have what
Amen.
God wants us to have. So
Glory
thank you for
God.
Your part. And thank you. I'm looking around here at all the cameramen and the directors. And I'm looking at everybody out there, and I'm thinking, thank you. And then the ones out in the truck or wherever they are that we can't
right.
even see.
That's right.
Back
wow.
in the rooms, wherever.
We are in exciting days.
Hallelujah.
Billy and I'll be right back.
Come to these exciting meetings. A Behind the Mission Weekend with Stephen Kelly Swisher is February 19th and 20th, 2010 in Scottsdale, Arizona at the Doubletree Paradise Valley Resort. You're invited to join Kenneth and Gloria Copeland for the 2010 Branson Victory Campaign, March 4th through 6th at Faith Life Church in Branson, Missouri. The Copeland Family Meeting in Long Beach, California is July 8th through 10th, 2010. Come and meet the family, George and Terry Pearsons, Stephen Kelly Swisher, John and Marty Copeland, and Jeremy and Sarah Pearsons at the Long Beach Convention Center. The Behind the Mission Weekend in Orlando, Florida will be September 24th and 25th with Stephen Kelly Swisher at the Hilton Orlando Bonnet Creek. Be sure to come to the Washington, D.C. Victory Campaign November 11th through 13th with Kenneth and Gloria Copeland at the Hilton Memorial Chapel in Woodbridge, Virginia. For more information, call 800-600-7395 or visit our website at kcm.org. The best. It marks achievement, sets standards, and brings success. It's what God has promised every believer. But what does it really mean to enjoy God's best? God's best is all about who He is. Blessed Beyond Measure, Gloria Copeland's best-selling book, will help you discover the extraordinary goodness of God. You'll find out how to live in fellowship with Him and experience His love and blessing for you. Step into more of God's best with Kenneth Copeland's book, Blessed to Be a Blessing. His book will help you understand true biblical prosperity as the foundation for walking day to day in heaven's supply. Both of these life-changing books are part of a special offer, Enjoying God's Best. With your purchase, you'll also receive a bonus mini-book, Living in Heaven's Blessings Now by Gloria Copeland, that will take you from average to supernatural as you experience the reality of God's kingdom here on earth. Now is your time to live God's best. Order Enjoying God's Best, an uplifting package that includes Gloria Copeland's best-selling book, Blessed Beyond Measure, and the life-changing book by Kenneth Copeland, Blessed to Be a Blessing. Order your package today and you'll also receive the free bonus book, Living in Heaven's Blessing Now, also by Gloria Copeland. For faster processing and a product discount, order through our website at kcm.org. Or you may call us toll-free, 800-600-7395.
Our offer this week is Enjoying God's Best. I tell you, that's where you want to be. God wants to bless you. In today's product, you'll find out the truth about God's promises, His blessings, and how to tap into His goodness. when you purchase the Blessed Beyond Measure, that's my book, Blessed to Be a Blessing, Ken's book, we'll give you this blessing, living in heaven's blessing now. God, and now these are the things that made us free. These are the things that made Billy free when she found out what God had to say about her.
Amen.
When I found out what God had to say about me in the Word, I'm telling you, the walls came down and the blessing came in. So mm-hmm. you can enjoy many of the benefits of heaven right now. You know, the Bible talks about days of heaven on the earth. But that's not possible without the Word of God. Mm-hmm. You've got to know what God says and what He promises you before you can believe it. When you believe it, that's called faith, and it works. Father, we pray for every person today. We believe for them, Father God, to be healed. Reveal yourself to every person that doesn't know you, Lord. I just believe by your Spirit, you'll move on them right now to receive Jesus as Lord. And the blessing come up on them in Jesus' name. We thank you for it, and we give you the praise. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Now, that's what opens the door to the blessing to be manifest in your life, is to have Jesus, your Lord and Savior. You make Him Lord of your life. He changes you on the inside. Glory to God. We become, what do? Born again. And then we receive the Holy Spirit. We receive the insight into the Word of God. And everything changes. We have some awesome meetings planned this year. The first one is Behind the Mission Weekend, and that's February 19 and 20 with Steve and Kelly Swisher. Kelly, our daughter, and her husband Steve will be at Doubletree Paradise Valley Resort in Scottsdale, Arizona. They're having some great meetings. Then Ken and I will be in Billy's hometown,
yes,
Branson, Missouri, at the Branson Victory Campaign, March the 4th through the 6th. Faith Life Church, where Keith and Phyllis Moore pastor. That is one
great church.
Billy gets to go there all the time, and it's marvelous. So we want you to make plans to come. It's one of the best meetings we have. For more information, go to kcm.org. Join us all week as Billy and I continue studying on this Word of God and reminding you that Jesus is Lord.
Thanks for joining us today on the Believer's Voice of Victory. Visit our website at kcm.org. There you can purchase this week's broadcasts on DVD or CD or a copy of today's product. Kenneth Copeland Ministries has a resource of study tools designed to give you hope and help you find the answers you're looking for. You can also call our prayer line, 800-600-7395, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Have faith in God and walk in the blessing today.